according to our constitution, this means that the government has to resign. So it's not only the Hezbollah group, it's the Hezbollah and all his allies, among them the General Aoun, Amal, etc.
This government itself has had a very shaky history. Could you explain why there is such tension within the government itself?
You know, this government was born after the election of 2009, and there was a majority at that time headed by Prime Minister Hariri, who was the natural candidate of this majority to become Prime Minister. And it was a national union government. And, you know, when it's a national union government, you have all the tendencies who are inside, so it's very hard to always have a consensus on critical issues. So it wasn't easy to go on. That's why I think that the opposition wanted to leave this cabinet and to try to bring to power a new government that might be more able to run the country. This is what they say.
Now, in the past months, we've seen a lot of very angry rhetoric coming from different sides there in Lebanon regarding the outcome of the investigations into the assassination in 2005 of the Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. The International Tribunal, which has been investigating that murder, has indicated that it might be accusing members of Hezbollah of that assassination. Could you give us a little bit of background? How much has that played into what happened in the government?
No, it's definitely the major reason for blowing up the team. It's not a secret that half of the country, let's say, are not happy with the outcome of what's going to maybe, because we don't, nobody knows. The president of the republic some days ago said, even I am the president and I don't know what is the result of the investigation. So why don't we wait for this result and judge it afterwards? But I think they were anxious because they maybe have received hints or signals saying that there might be something that where some people who are close to them might be involved in the, it's still an investigation, it's not an indictment. So it's too early to make a judgment about the whole procedure. Anyway, the country is split into two. Half of it is for the tribunal and half of it doesn't trust it anymore. So it's a big challenge for the president of the republic right now to try to find an understanding among these two big groups in order to rebuild a cabinet and try to find a solution for these critical issues, those critical issues.
You know, almost everybody I've talked to has very deep concerns regarding the future of Lebanon, particularly in the coming few months, regarding a renewed conflict there. I mean, how serious are those concerns, do you think?
You know, to be honest, it's a political crisis. It's not an easy one. But to talk about jeopardizing the future of the country, I think this is too much panic that is not justified. We have been through much more complicated situations and it went fine. So I don't think there is a justification for the panic, but of course we have to be very much concerned. The president, the patriarch, everybody is very much concerned, but definitely nobody on the ground here is willing to see clashes or violence, whatever, because they all know it's really silly and ridiculous to go through all this, because at the very end we'll have to sit around the table and talk.
What repercussions have you seen from your neighboring countries, Syria and Israel? We've heard on Thursday that Israel is preparing for a possible conflict because of what happened in the government and in Lebanon.
I don't think. They have tried in 2006, and it was, I think, a big big problem for them, even domestic and internal. So I don't think because of this internal problem in Lebanon, they will interfere or make any military move unless there is a military clash on the borders. This maybe makes things more complicated. But with the UNIFIL 2, it's not very easy to make a conflict on the southern border of Lebanon. You know, UNIFIL 2 is not like UNIFIL 1. And this is a much stronger military body that is there with all the vigilance of all the big powers, so superpowers. It's not easy to make a conflict. Maybe a mini conflict, a small incident like it happened last year, but nothing bigger than that in the foreseeable future.